Review 4.
Listen to a letter from John to his brother Rob.
Dear Rob, how are you? And Wanda and the kids. I'm very busy with Hello America. We're on the air 3 hours a day, and we're working on a weekend show, too. I'm still dating Susan. We go out 3 or 4 nights a week. In fact, we're very serious. My big news is this. I have a new job offer from a television station in Denver. It's for a new show, and the job looks good. The salary is $80,000. The problem is Susan. What should I do about her? I love her. I don't want to leave her. But it's a good job. Should I take the job, or should I stay in Stamford? I don't know what to do. Love to you all. John.
Now some pronunciation practice. There are some informal expressions and special idioms in the letter. Let's practice those first. Repeat after John.
The kids. On the air. A weekend show. Dating. Go out. In fact, very serious. Big news. Job offer. Looks good. Do about. You all.
Okay. Now let's try repeating the sentences. Some of them are long. Say as many of the words as you can. Just listen, and then repeat all the words you can remember.
How are you? And Wanda and the kids. I'm very busy with Hello America. We're on the air 3 hours a day. And we're working on a weekend show, too. I'm still dating Susan. We go out 3 or 4 nights a week. In fact, we're very serious. My big news is this. I have a new job offer from a television station in Denver. It's for a new show. And the job looks good. The salary is $80,000. The problem is Susan. What should I do about her? I love her. I don't want to leave her. But it's a good job. Should I take the job? Or should I stay in Stamford? I don't know what to do.
Sam, what is the name of Rob's wife?
Wanda.
How many hours a day is Hello America on the air?
3.
What else are they working on?
A weekend show.
Who is John dating?
Susan.
How often do they go out?
3 or 4 nights a week.
What is John's big news?
A new job offer.
A new job offer from what?
A television station.
Where?
Denver.
What's the salary?
$80,000.
What's the problem?
Susan.
Why?
He loves her and he doesn't want to leave her.
But?
It's a good job.
Well, Sam, John doesn't know what to do. He loves Susan and he doesn't want to leave her. But the job offer is a good one. What should he do? What do you think, Sam? What should John do? Really? Interesting. John says,
I don't know what to do.
He doesn't know what to do. What to do? Repeat. What to do? I don't know. I don't know what to do. Let's practice some I don't know sentences. You hear a question word.
What?
And a verb.
Do.
And you say, I don't know what to do. Then you hear the sentence.
I don't know what to do.
Let's try it.
What? Do.
I don't know what to do.
Where? Go.
I don't know where to go.
What? Eat.
I don't know what to eat.
When? Go.
I don't know when to go.
How? Say it.
I don't know how to say it.
How? Say it in English.
I don't know how to say it in English.
Okay, Sam. Now let's do a little changing from I to she. Let's practice some she sentences. You hear,
I don't know what to do.
And you change the sentence to,
she doesn't know what to do.
Begin.
I don't know what to do.
She doesn't know what to do.
I don't know where to have dinner.
She doesn't know where to have dinner.
I don't know how to get there.
She doesn't know how to get there.
I don't know how to get there from here.
She doesn't know how to get there from here.
This is the end of Review 4.